It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
You know, often on this programme, people talk about what's being done to invest in arts and culture and all of that. Well, as you know, Belfast 2024, we've spoken about this before on the programme, about 6 million was invested for this year to promote and encourage cultural events in around Belfast, boost tourism and increase footfall and all of that. One of the projects that really grew or continued to develop from it is brought to us by Becky Bellamy and Connor Kerr, who are in the studio. Guys, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
It's always nice to have you back in the studio because you've been here before. We could see you at 100 miles, Colin, with the hair. You remember Lamal? Are you old enough to remember Lamal?
No.
Way back in the mists of time in the 1980s, his hair wasn't as yellow as yours, but if you look up Lamal, a very similar look.
Maybe the polite answer to that is yes. Yes, I do remember that, Frank.
No, you're all too young. You're all too young.
In fairness, I do.
Do you remember?
I am old enough,
do you?
Yes. Yeah.
He was the lead singer of Catcha Goo Goo, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yes, yeah. Exactly.
There's a few people knocking about the town. If I see people with yellow hair in the town now, I generally shout, you stole my look. And actually, the few people that have it now know it, and we sort of shout to each other.
Yeah.
But if you say it's about the town, Becky's got a nice pink streak and I have bright, luminous, neon yellow hair.
To go with your clothes as well.
Yes.
And this is all linked to the greenhouse launch. Tell me about the greenhouse launch.
So we were really, really delighted to find out at the end of last year that we'd been one of the, it was a design competition, an open call, and there was 194 entries when we were one of 17 winners. And we won just under £100,000 to fund 4 staff wages. And our greenhouse project is a sustainable fashion house, an event space, a place for activism, and really the purpose of it is to bring people together and be creative at the same time. So there's going to be opportunities for people to come in this weekend and have a wee sample. We're going to be open from 12 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday, so the public can come in and have a wee look for themselves.
Where exactly are you? Where do people find you?
So we're a few doors up from Granny Annie's. If you go the other way to Victoria Square, you'll find us just quite close to St George's Market. It's a really good area. It's quite a fancy area around there. There's lots of solicitors and lovely suits, and we're there as not such lovely suits dressed in our vintage clothes.
Well, it's great to be next door to Andrew Mulvena as well, he's been one of our biggest supporters over the years. And
of course,
Connor
he's
used
an outstanding hairstylist.
He's amazing and a wonderful person as well. He's actually been one of our biggest donators and supporters over the years as well. And Connor trained under him many years ago.
For years, I was actually Andrew's assistant. And long story very, very short, I was a melter. And Andrew had to sack me, but we always stayed friends over the years, and it's a real lovely full circle moment that the first day when we were in the building, I made a point to go in to lend some tools and just let all the staff that I actually used to work with, that just let them know that I was going back to my own building on the same street in the same neighbourhood, and they had said, well, there goes the neighbourhood, show some love here, and it's going to go downhill. But we've actually made the building, we took over a building that's 4,000 square feet, and we've taken it from a tiny wee pink shop on Gresham Street, or on Wine Tavern Street, round to this building, and we've taken it over, and we've taken it really from it's something that wasn't so spectacular. It was very old and wasn't very lived in for a while, and we have, through public donations for paint and for funds and all the rest of it, we have painted every wall, we've fixed all the bits, we've did all the floors, we have salvaged most of our project. Is actually made up of all the bits that we have are made up of bits that we've salvaged over the years. So things that we've been collecting either in our garage or our hall or somewhere else that now we've actually found a home for. So,
so when the public go in, what do they see? What do they involve themselves in?
I mean, it's going to be a real experience.
Yeah, the place itself is a spectacle. You know, it has beautiful architectural bones, which is why we called it Greenhouse, because it actually has a glass roof and things like that, and a wonderful spiral staircase. And we've really added creativity to the place itself. But whenever people come in, they can take part in creative making activities. They can come and swap some clothes. They can come and try something that they've never tried before, whether that's something to do with sewing, maybe it's embroidery. But it'll be learning a new skill, having a lovely cup of coffee. Our lovely friends at Bailey's have come and given us a machine and coffee and things like that. They're one of our sponsors. So it means that we've been able to actually like bring people together, have a bit of crack and learn something at the same time. And sometimes that makes people talk more when they're busy with their hands.
Do they have to put their hands in their pockets? Do they have to pay a tariff?
This weekend, no. But in future, yeah. But we're making it a really affordable rate. So we're looking at it'd be £5 for a half day and £10 for a day to come into the ground floor. But on the upper floors, we're soon going to be releasing membership. So it means that rather than sort of artist studio space where people would have their own room, we want the place to be really shared by as many people as possible. So it will be more like a desk sharing or a space sharing scheme where people can apply to join, to be a member, and then make use of the equipment and things that we have there as well.
And your focus on the fashion, textiles, art and design, the upcycling, sustainability, all of that. But you have a particular interest in marginalised groups, don't
yes.
you? You champion them, and you've a whole concept in relation to sexual orientation, disability, race, gender.
Exactly.
You're not afraid to address issues and 100%. Highlight concerns that people would have.
Well, that's it. Like whenever we say we do things in a sustainable way, it's not just reusing materials. You know, we are providing services that are chargeable so that we can provide free of charge services for community groups, other charities. So it means that all of the same things that are on offer to the public, the community groups can come in and use as well. But for them, it'll be free of charge. Do you know? And it means that for other, like, say, activist groups and things like that, that sometimes we knew whenever we started, one of the things we struggled most with was, where do you have a meeting? Where do you have some space, especially whenever you don't have much money? Do you know? And even just going to sit in a coffee shop, you can't really maybe make much noise. You don't have any privacy. Everybody has to spend quite a lot of money on multiple cups of tea or coffee just for the pleasure of sitting there. So we wanted to be able to make truly a shared space so that we can consolidate and share knowledge and equipment and ideas and really create a bit of a groundswell. There's a lot of people in this city and the rest of the country that have a real interest in making things better here, you know, and we really hope to be able to use the vehicle of our space and Belfast 24 and all the other projects that are coming along with it to be able to add a bit of weight to that and, you know, sort of push that groundswell, give people a bit of hope and a bit of ideas of what the potential of this country could be, because it's a lot of bad news a lot of the time, you know, but we want to make some good news.
Do you have to be careful that you don't become party political?
We do as much as possible. We are non-partisan. We're very well supported by a lot of the political parties, and we welcome that. If we can have that conversation, especially as marginalised people, or to sort of raise the alarm bells for other people that are marginalised, we love to do that, and we love the opportunity to do that. Hopefully Greenhouse and this new space will really foster a lot of those kind of conversations. We're very excited actually for our launch weekend, because lots of the people that are coming are from some of the groups. But I think for all that we are non-partisan, what we do is inherently political. We, for years, for the last 6, going on 7 years now, have been collecting from the public toiletries, underwear and clothing, and distributing that out with dignity and with a bit of thought and with a bit of style. It's kind of aid, but from the gays. You know, it's in a nice tote bag, and it's probably sprayed with something fancy. But we're giving people really what they deserve, because often the impression is that people haven't worked hard enough or that they haven't tried hard enough, but really often the true story is we as a community have let them down. So it's a community response to that. As Show Some Love, we are lightly obsessed with being independent so that we can continue to do that. We can continue to use our voice, and we can continue to shout from the rooftops about equality and all those other issues.
And if people want to find out more about Greenhouse and the Show Some Love initiative, so it is the Show Some Love Greenhouse, is there a whole social media presence?
Yes, that's right. They can look up Show Some Love Belfast. And we were delighted that we also just very recently got our we're a registered charity now as well, so that's very exciting news to announce too.
We're good official.
Stuff. Good stuff.
We're official. You'll find, actually, Frank, you'll find lots of videos with, about you on that page.
Yes. I've heard.
Have you seen them?
I know you, and I've mentioned this before. I know you invited me to appear on your podcast. I always feel very confident interviewing both of you. Yeah. I just feel if I was in your lair, I would be devoured.
Not at all.
That's not sort of Becky's intention, but it was actually mine.
Yeah.
You've just outed me.
Listen.
We're going to keep you.
But don't worry, we had Kate Nicol on, and she was all biz. She was delighted. Don't worry. We'll look after you.
We're big fans. Season 2 of Show Some Love Live is coming very soon, and we would love to have you on, Frank.
I will do it.
Okay.
Listen, every success with the project, and it's very close to Granny Annie's going towards St. George's Market.
That's right.
Near where Andrew Mulvenna is, or Andrew Mulvenna used to be.
Where he is,
absolutely. You know exactly where we are now. Right, guys, thank you very much indeed. Becky Bellamy and Connor Kerr with us here on the U105 phone-in.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.